About that both ways, whether the Jew hit the Kusi and the Eved, or whether the Eved and Kusi hit back the Jew, and he hit him a hakor that did damage less than a shavuplita. So in such a case, there's no payment, since the damage is less than a shavuplita. So in such a case, you would receive malchus for the love of hakor, and not want to hit somebody. If somebody hits somebody else, and the damage is less than a shavuplita, later, you receive malchus. But usually, when it's a shavuplita, the klal is, you have to pay the money, and you pater for malchus. But over here, that there's no money involved, you like, as Rashi says, shavu Allah, alay, seisir, tent of a leiteisir, ben yosef. But malchus says, don't hear an extra hitting. That's the love. And the chiddush here is also, for leimak shimon hakor leklolo. We do not make a hekish of the parasha of hakor, of hitting somebody, to the parasha of cursing. Nevertheless, Rashi says, Neymar, that we do not say, Shekeshem, Shema Lake, Alkil Nasai, the same as the Jew curses a Kusi. He's not over love, to say, Biyamcho, because it says, Biyamcho, he has to be a Shema, Torah Mitzvahs. So maybe I would say, Kach Le Yukal Akosai, maybe the same way if a Jew hits a Kusi, also we should not receive Malkus, because he's not called Oyser Maisamcho. So that's the Chiddush. No, we do not make the Sekish. We say, Hakor Yechayiv, even though he's a Kusi, he's not Oyser Maisamcho. Rashi says, really, we look to this and there's a Machlokes in the Gemara Sanhedrin. He could the Makish, we could the Makish. That's the Chiddush over here. This Brisa does not make the Sekish. So that's the case that this Malkus, both if a Jew hits a Kusi, or if a Kusi hits a Jew, and the Proyin, the damage is less than a Shavapruta.
You're holding Daf Tesam and Aleph on top, two dots. But the Mishnah says again, Chutz should be, Chutz, Girsa should be, Chutz Miger Toshev. That everybody goes to Golus. If you kill somebody, B'Shoigig, you go to Golus, excluding if you kill a Ger Toshev. If you kill a Ger Toshev, you're proper from Golus. Again, a Ger Toshev is a regular guy. He only accepted not to worship Avodah Zorah or the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, but he was not Mizgayev, he did not become a Jew. So Alma, what are you telling me from our mission? Alma, we see, that Ger Toshev Ovi Kechotamu, or Ger Toshev has a look like a regular guy, and therefore if a Jew kills a guy B'shoigig, he's Potter from Golis. The same way if you kill a Ger Toshev B'shoigig, you're Potter from Golis. If so, aim the safe, what does the safe of our Mishnah say? Ger Toshev Goylai De Ger Toshev. That if a Ger Toshev kills B'shoigig, another Ger Toshev, he does go to Golis. So the Chur you see is like a Jew, because if a guy kills another guy B'shoigig, there's no din Golis, he's also Chayiv Misa. Here we see a Ger Toshev is different than a guy. So what is the law of a Ger Toshev? Somer Rav Kana says, Lekash is no stira. I tell you, Kan B'Ger Toshev, Shehorak Ger Toshev, our Mishnah, when it says his Chayiv Golis, is only a special case if a Ger Toshev kills another Ger Toshev B'shoigig. Then he goes to Golis. But Kan B'Ger Toshev, Shehorak Yisrael, of a Ger Toshev kills a Jew, then we have him killed. A Ger Toshev really is like a guy. Therefore, if he kills another Jew, he's Chayiv Misam, even B'shoigig, we'll soon see, because we say by a guy has the Rosa and Zui Misoson, they don't need Hasro. Rashi says, the Kaimelon as a Rosan, when the Torah gives a lav, Zui Misosan, that they kill for. Lafikach, Ger Toshev, Erika Chavin, Shehargo, Nehargit, we killed them, Vafilu B'shoigi. Shein Ben Noyach, Tzrich and Asro. That the Gemara Sanhedrin says. Same thing. I'm not sure 100%. We'll soon see. Come to Ger Toshev, Shehargo, Ger Toshev, come to Ger Toshev, Shehargo, Yisrael. The Ger Toshev kills the Jew, then he's Chayiv Misa. Right. Now, Iko de Rami Kura Dodi. Some throw his Thira in the Psukim. Ksiv, one Pasuk says, Uvne Yisrael Velager Velatoshov Vesechom Tiyeno Shei Shorim. That Mashma, the six cities of Ori Miklet, should be even for a Ger Toshev. Ksiv, another Pasuk says, no, Vohoyo Lochem Heorim Limiklet. That Mashma Lochem Veloy Legerim. That the cities of the Orem Miklat is only for you, for a Jew, and not for a Ger Toshev. There's no din Golus by a Ger Toshev. So it's a Sira. By this Amar Rav Kana Lakashna Lakashna can't be Ger Toshav Shorg Yisrael. If a Ger Toshav kills a Jew, then there's no Parsha Bori Miklut, because then the Ger Toshav is killed, even though he did it B'Shoigeg. A guy kills B'Shoigeg Yisrael Mistam. Can, when do we say the pasuk that it applies to a Ger Toshav? Can't be Ger Toshav Shorg Ger Toshav. If one Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, that's the special pasuk that there is a Parsha of Golis. He goes to Golis. He goes to the Orem Miklut. Well, Rav Nino, I have a question. It says, Lefika, there's a price that says, Lefika, therefore, so Rashi says, Lefika means, Hashem mitzvahs shenestavu b'nei neach koi. That the seven mitzvahs that the goyim have, so it says over there, as the rosen zui misosen, that their hazar alone, they are killed because of the hazar alone. So it says, Lefika, therefore, ger, v'yoyve kechavim, and a goy, shahogu, if they kill anybody, nerogin, they are killed. So now it says, Ketoni, this price it says, Ger, Dum Yudavik Chavim. It means he, of course, a Ger Toshev. A regular Ger is a Jew. He's different than a Goy. A Ger here means a Ger Toshev. He only accepted not to worship Avodah Zarah. But he's still a Goy. So it says in the price that a Ger and a Goy have the same halacha. So Ma Oivik Chavim, just like a regular Goy. Loi Shinod the Koto Bar Minei. There's no difference whether one Goy kills another Goy, that he's chayiv mis even b'shoigeg, for lo yishna dekoto lav bar minei, even if he kills a Jew, for sure, that he's chayiv misa. Never like he's killed. In other words, if we're talking about a case where the yad, the bezdin, is govar, the Jews rule over the goyim also, so such a case, they would bring the case to a Jewish court, and the Jewish court will have the goy killed. So it's mashma this braisa, af ger, the same thing by ger toshuv, lo yishna dekoto bar minei, there's no difference whether the ger killed another ger, for loish not the koto the lava bar minei, whether he killed a Jew or a guy, nerag, still the ger toshev will be killed, even b'sheigeg. So mashmad is never a case of golus by a ger toshev. So again, it's not like our Mishnah, it's not like the pasuk in the Torah. On the Rav Chizur, he's the said lakash, again, there's no stira. I tell you, kan shahorgu derech yirida, kan shahorgu derech aliyah. Our Bryce or our Mishnah, that's mashma, that a ger toshev goes to Golis, that's where he kills another ger toshev, derech yirida, downwards. So then the svar is just like a Jew goes to Golis, a ger toshev also goes to Golis. Kanda was saying, a ger toshev does not go to Golis, that's where he killed derech aliyah. So it's like this. Derech yirida, if he kills with movement going downwards, derech yirida, to Yisrael, goli. If a Jew would kill another Jew, b'shoigeg, derech yirida, when he's bringing down the bucket, so goli, he goes to golis, so if iyo nami sagalei begolis. So the ger toshev would also have his kapora, golis would be enough. But derech aliyah, if he kills somebody going upwards, the Yisrael potahu, the Yisrael potah, that a Jew is potah from golis, if he kills somebody on his action of going upwards, hu nerag, then the svar is the ger toshev receives misa. So the kids said, when this braisa says that a ger toshev has the same malacha like a goy, it means derech aliyah. So even a toshev speaks out, even though derech yirid is different, but I call upon him when they kill derech aliyah, he has the same malacha like a goy, that he's always chayiv misa. On my rob, Rabbi says back, does that make a sense? Does that make any sense? For lav kavachayimu, oma derech yirida, the Yisrael goli, iyuna misagalei begolis. What are you telling me now? That if a ger toshev kills somebody, derech yirida, when he's bringing down his axe, so you're telling me now he's potter from misa and he's chayiv golis. Why? Because the Jew is also chayiv golis. If so, derech aliyah, when a Jew kills somebody, derech aliyah, the Yisrael potter, a Yisrael is potter. And we explained before the reason why you're potter if you do a derech aliyah, because you're more of an honest. Like usually you're much more careful when you're doing something going upwards than going downwards. So you are very careful, therefore if you slip and kill somebody, you're a big onus. So the reason why a Jew is potter is because he's an onus. In some Eel Merit, is there any swarov that the Ger Toshev should be killed? And if you're telling me, when he does the Mista B'Yerida, he's Chayav Golis, he's not killed, so now when he does it, Derech Aliyah, for sure the swarov should be, he should be potter from Mista. A Ger Toshev killing another Ger Toshev, at least. Elo, so Rav is like this, true. Elo Amar Rava B'Yoyma Muta. Rav says the case over here is B'Yoyma Muta.
Yes.
Rashi says Nerag, the lav ba golasu. When is the case here that the Brisa says that Ger Toshev is like a guy, that whenever he kills, he is killed? If the Ger Toshev kills not with a real Shogeg, but according to Rava, if a Ger Toshev kills another Ger Toshev with Shogeg, whether Yerida or Aliyah, he'll be potter from Misa. When is he always Chayiv Misa? When he says B'yayna Mutter. He knows what he's doing, just he thinks that you're allowed to kill somebody. So that's not considered a Shogeg, therefore he's Chayiv Misa. That's Rava's pshat. Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, no. Oyme Mutter Onesu. Abaye holds if somebody thinks that he's allowed to do the action, he says, Mutter, I'm allowed to do it, he holds Onesu. He's called Lyonis. So Mashma then, he should not be Chayiv Misa. So Abaye does not like Rava's pshat. Omalei, Rav answers back, no. Shani Yoyme, Rav holds, I hold that Oyme Mutter Korv Lemezadu. Whoever says, Oyme Mutter, whoever thinks he's allowed to do an Aveira, even though that's what he thinks, he's more korav lemesid. It's a big mistake. He should have learned better. He should have known. So he's not called an honest, but rather he's more korav lemesid. So therefore, that's the way Rava learns pshat here. That a ger toshev, when he kills somebody because he said I'm a mutter, he thought he's allowed to kill the other ger toshev. In such a case, he's chayiv misa because I'm a mutter is not a shogeg, but it's korav lemesid. So kitas amachlokes abayiv Rava. If somebody says Oyme Mutter, is it Korav Lemezid or is it Korav Lyonis? Now the Gemara says, V'yozla Tamayu, they go according to their own reasoning. Rashi says it means V'yozla Tamayu, Rav Chizda, the Leibor Lishnui B'yome Mutter, Rav Chizda does not like the answer of Oyme Mutter, the Xavar Onesu, because he holds is called an Ones. And Rav holds no, Oyme Mutter is Korav Lemezid. So they go Lishitosu. The Yitma, we learn like this. Somebody killed a man that was near a behema, and he thought he's killing a behema, and it came out he killed a man. So Rashi says this is doima taima muta, that he thought he's allowed to do it, but really he should have learned, he should have been more careful to know that if you have a man near a behema, maybe you'll end up killing the man. Or else kenani v'nimtza Kenani, you thought he's a Kenani, v'nimtza ger toshev, he came out to be a ger toshev. So Rav Machayev, Rav says Yechayev Misa for this. In other words, it's doyna toyna muta, which is korav lemezid. If it's korav lemezid, Yechayev. Chassant, Rashi learns that Yechayev Misa. There's an attempt to say korav lemezid, mashmetz mamash lemezid, that you're even Chayev Misa. Why? Oyna Chayev, Rav Machayev, oyna muta, korav lemezidu. Rav Chizda Rama Potter, Oyme Mutter Onesu. Rav Chizda Shink says no, he holds if you say Oyme Mutter, it's Korav Lo'ines, and you're Potter from Isa. Therefore, Rav Chizda that learns it's an Ones, he does not like this pshat here. Because a Ger Toshev, if you're an Ones, you will not be killed. Therefore, Rav Chizda does not like the answer of Oyme Mutter, he has to give the answer, Derech Yerida, Derech Aliyah. Because by Oyme Mutter, a Ger Toshev will not be like a regular guy. He will not be killed. It's Korav Lyonis. Eisvei Rav al Rav Chizda. Rav asked the question to Rav Chizda. Because Rav Chizda is under the impression that Oyme Mutter is an Oynis. And Rav holds Oyme Mutter is Korav Lemezit. So Rav asked the question to Rav Chizda. It says, Hin Chomeis alu isha shelakachsam. Ba'avi Melech, when he took Sarah, the Pesuk says, Hin Chomeis, you deserve to be killed because you took the lady. My lab vidayodam. Doesn't it mean that Avimelech deserved to have a chiyuv misa b'dayodam? So the chur Avimelech was oyna muta. He thought he was allowed to take Sarah. Avram Avinu told Avimelech, it's his sister. So he thought she's muta. And still the pasuk says, you deserve to have a chiyuv misa. So you see, oyna muta is koriv lemezit. It's a proof to Rava. So Rav Chizda says, no, loy b'day shemayim. The pasuk only means Avimelech deserved a misa b'day shemayim. Because really he's an oyna muta, which is an onesu. So with a yadim, he doesn't deserve to be killed. Only with a shemayim. Had they can only bring a proof for this, what Chizda says. It says in the pasuk, Mechatoi li, Mashmiz hochet was to me, to Hashem, and not with a yadim. For the Gemara, that a deek l'taymech, that it says by Yosef, and Eshes Potiphera, Mechatoi elohim, that Yosef said to her, how can I live with you? I'm doing a chet to Hashem. Is the loikim l'oli yadim? There was the chet only to Hashem and not to B'nai Yodam. There she was an Eishas Ish. There was a chet B'nai Yodam also. Ella, what do you have to say? Dinoi mosel yodam. True, it's a chet to Hashem, but the din is given over to Bidei Yodam. Here, Bezin could kill because of that. It's Ochanami Bavi Melech also. Dinoi mosel yodam. Even though the pasuk says mechatoi li, it doesn't mean that the chet was only to Hashem and not Bidei Yodam, but Bidei Yodam also, they would have a right to kill Avi Melech. So you see, Oymem Mutter is currently amazing. Eisvei Abayi L'Rova. Abayi asked the question to Rova just the opposite. From this pasuk, it's mashma, Oymer Mutter is Korav L'Yoynis. Because it says, Hagoy Gam Tzadik Taroik, that Avi Melech said back to Hashem, are you going to kill a tzadik? And the Havimina is that Hashem didn't answer him back. So mashma Avi Melech was like a tzadik. Why? Because he was Oymer Mutter. He thought that Sarah was only Avram's sister, so he thought he's Mutter to her. So you see, Oymer Mutter is Mutter. So Mor says, no. Like Hashem answered back, the pasuk says what he had to say. It says, the pasuk Hashem told Avimelech, return Sarah to Avram. Why? Because he's a Novi. So the question is, Eishes Novi, who did the heder?